The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the Premier Show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE Champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks! The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says.
Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss J to the Max. Happy New Year, J to the Max.
Happy New Year to all.
How was your Christmas and your New Year's? Were you did you ring them in the house, being safe and cautious?
Of course, of course. The living room lounge was where it was at.
Did you have your karaoke night?
Sure did, and I got put on a full face of makeup, put on clothes, put on heels. Yes, it was great. I had a solo dance party. It was wonderful.
Whole production. Well, glad that you
yes
rang in the new year in a festive mood. So
yes, and it was a dry New Year. Lots of mocktails.
Really?
And water. Yes, huh? I had a glass of champagne at midnight, and that was it. So yeah, it was good.
And it wasn't Corbel, I'm guessing.
Of course not. That is not champagne. And then after I rung in the New Year, Dee Dee and I FaceTimed till about 3 in the morning, my time. So, yes.
It awesome. Was lovely. Awesome. How is the lovely Miss Dee Dee Jeanne?
She is doing fantastic.
That's good.
She's wonderful.
That's good. That's good.
All right. And did you enjoy your New Year?
I did. I did. I went to a dinner with some friends and... Yeah, we just hung out and had some prosperity food and just enjoyed each other's company. So
awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. It's great. So hopefully everybody else had a wonderful ringing in of the new year and Christmas as well. SmackDown Matters is a part of the WrestleCast, and you can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also subscribe to the WrestleCast. All you have to do is look for the WrestleCast-CSPN. Look for the logo with the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, and SmackDown Matters will appear in your podcast queue each and every week. So, Ms. J to the Max, first and foremost, I want to talk about what happened on the Christmas night edition of SmackDown. You heard, if you listened to this week's broadcast, Mo to the underscore Reese was mad that he had to continue the podcast, but I just told him, you know, it was just the way the holiday fell. So, share your thoughts with these if you have any with Mo.
No, Mo, wait, I'm sorry. You cut out. I was going to try to wing it, but. So Mo was mad.
Yeah, that he had to work during the holiday.
Aw, you know what? It'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah. Shout out to Mo to the underscore Reese. Always coming through for the broadcast and the WrestleCast. But SmackDown Matters on Christmas night. We had Roman and Kevin Owens start off the night with a cage match for the Universal title. Main event, Jey Uso was all up in the video. He handcuffed Kevin Owens to the cage and allowed Roman to win the match as he escaped the cage. But this was a very hard-hitting cage match between Roman and Kevin.
Jey Uso really is like Diddy, like all up in the video, like you said. All up in the video, talking over the song. Yeah.
We had a tag team elimination match. Asuka, Charlotte Flair defending the titles against Bayley and Carmella. Also against Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair.
Hey, that was a good match. Those ladies put on a show.
Yes. Carmella and Bayley were the first team eliminated. Ultimately, Asuka and Charlotte retained the titles as Charlotte hit the natural selection on Bianca Belair, got the pin.
Yeah, the ladies were, that was, look, SmackDown hasn't been missing a beat. I'm just saying. I don't know about Raw because I haven't watched Raw in a while, but SmackDown does not miss.
Daniel Bryan picked up a win over Jey Uso in a very good match. Jey Uso was dragging Daniel Bryan for a majority of the match, but Daniel Bryan found a way to get the win. And in the highlight of the evening, Big E defeated Sami Zayn to become the new Intercontinental Champion as a lumberjack match. So Sami Zayn wasn't able to pull off his shenanigans that he had been pulling off here lately. And Big E got the big confetti and hoisted up on the shoulders. It's a really big moment. So the singles journey for Big E has picked up momentum, and now he is the IC champion.
I'm proud of him. That was a good. Actually, I'm telling you, all solid matches. SmackDown does what it can. It has 2 hours. Actually, an hour and a half after all the commercials. But in those 90 minutes, they do more than what Raw does in 3 hours. I think all those years of being considered the B show, they're like, oh no, we got to show up and show out every week. So.
So that brings us into this week. We get a video recap of Kevin Owens and Roman, their feud, their TLC match, and then the steel cage match from last week. Roman comes down to the ring. What do you think? It takes him 5 minutes to get down there to the ring.
He swear he want to be the Undertaker with longest entrance ever.
So Roman wishes everyone a happy new year. He says everything he touches turns to greatness. Then he talks about how he single-handedly rescued Paul E. after Heyman was discarded before calling him genuine and honest. Then Roman says, look at Jay, a prime example of what he can do for you. Once Jay started listening, he had the best year of his career, main eventing and having barn burners, all because he acknowledged Roman as his tribal chief, the head of the table. Roman says he always knew Jay could do this. Everyone saw him as just a twin, but he saw him as main event Uso.
But main event Uso has not won a match. He's on a losing streak right now.
Why
I got to bring up old stuff?
Why you got to be bringing up the facts?
I'm just saying.
Kevin Owens comes out. Roman says he's had his chances. He needs to move to the back of the line. Kevin says, yes, as far as Roman's concerned, he doesn't want none tonight. It's Jey Uso he wants to fight.
Listen, I am Team KO. This has been a good program. KO feuding with the Samoans. I'm here for it.
A good video and good mic work to open up the show for SmackDown. Starting off hot, Roman, of course, the star of all stars. We get a video recap of the Lumberjack match last week when Big E became the Intercontinental Champion. Then that sends us into Big E versus Baron Corbin. That ended in a disqualification after Sami Zayn, who was on commentary, got involved after Big E hit the big ending on to Baron Corbin. Sami Zayn, along with Cutler and Blake, they beat down Big E for a little bit. But Apollo Crews comes down to make the save.
Yes, black man, come save your friend.
He cleans house. He tosses Sami Zayn on the Cutler and Blake on the outside. And Big E and Apollo Crews stand tall. So, of course, this is SmackDown. So you know what that means, right?
Tag team match.
That's right. Straight up tag team match, player. So Big E
pretends to be shocked.
So Big E and Apollo Crews, they defeated Sami Zayn and King Corbin after Apollo Crews hit an enziguri, then a spinning powerbomb to pin Sami Zayn.
Apollo Crews been thriving too, you know.
Yeah,
you know, he's Intercontinental Champion last year.
Yeah.
And then now he's getting more TV time.
Yeah.
Look at the blessings that are happening during COVID. We got all this chocolate on TV. I love it.
Kevin Owens pleads with Adam Pearce to make a match with Jey Uso for later in the night. At first, Adam Pearce was like, nah. you've taken enough abuse the last couple of weeks. You need to just kind of rest. But Kevin Owens kept pleading his case, so Adam Pearce finally relented. In the back area, Big E offers an open challenge for the Intercontinental title that Apollo Crews accepts.
Mm.
How you feel about that?
It'll be a nice friendly competition.
Okay.
Or will it? Or will it be?
Apollo Crews going to turn to the dark side?
I guess we have to wait until you get to that part to find out.
The Riot Squad, they get the win over Natalya and Tamina with Billy Kay. Billy Kay came out sort of as like a manager in this week's role instead of a tag team partner. Tamina hits a super kick on Ruby Riot. Liv Morgan then rolls up Tamina for the win as Tamina was distracted by Billy Kay. After the match, Billy Kay tries to celebrate with the Riot Squad, but they really don't want anything to do with her.
Poor Billy. So
Billy Kay out here. Just trying
to. She can't catch a break. She just want to be a part of something, and nobody wants her a part of anything.
Right, right. She's actually very entertaining. She actually has gotten the better end of the situation when it comes to the breakup.
Yeah, because I haven't seen, well, again, I don't watch Raw, so I don't know. I haven't seen Peyton Royce on TV in a while.
You haven't? She hasn't been on TV really in a while. Definitely not anything significant anyway.
Yeah.
Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair, they come up short against Carmella and Bayley. Carmella connects with a Mella Buster and pins Sasha Banks for the win. Of course, Reginald got involved and took Sasha Banks' attention away from whooping up on Carmella, and that allowed for the opening there.
They're not going to have my girl starting a new year off with a loss. Mm-mm, that's not okay.
Again, another showcase here for Bianca Belair, getting the playing the Montez Ford role as she got the beat down on her and had to show her selling and her ability to make the hot tag to Sasha Banks, who ran wild. But like I said, Reginald got involved and Carmella got the win and the pin for that team. Roman finds out about the Kevin Owens and Jey Uso match that has been approved for later. Roman says after everything he does for this company, someone still made this match against his wishes. He says apparently he's not appreciated. He tells Paul to find out who doesn't appreciate him.
Oh, his ego is hurt.
Adam Pearce better go hide.
Listen.
Then we see Sonya Deville.
Daddy Deville, future women's champion, is back, baby.
Roaming through the backstage area, everybody taken aback as she's got her suit on, strolling through the back of the Thunderdome. So Sonya Deville is back on SmackDown. Women's division a little bit deeper. So
Daddy Deville in the house. I'm so excited. Can't you tell?
Yes. You and Mo to the underscore Reese.
That's right. One of the few things we can agree on.
The Street Profits come out to do a promo, but they end up getting jumped by Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode. Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode declared that they want a rematch for those SmackDown tag team titles. Dolph Ziggler and his feelings about being compared to Shawn Michaels. And then he called Shawn Michaels has been and broken down. That's messed up.
The disrespect. How dare he? He should be honored to be compared to Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, he really should.
Especially since Ric Flair just called Shawn Michaels the greatest.
Yes, the greatest in-ring performer.
Performer.
Yes. Yes.
And that's coming from Ric Flair, a goat himself.
Yes. Ric Flair is the greatest world champion of all time. And Shawn Michaels is the greatest performer of all time. That's the way they kind of give the...
And Hulk Hogan is the greatest dick of all time.
He's going to be on Monday Night Raw this week.
I'm so glad I don't watch Raw. I am. Look, in the draft, I was drafted exclusively to SmackDown, so you won't see me appearing on Raw.
They made some mention that maybe The Fiend would want to meet his hero, Hulk Hogan. So maybe The Fiend is going to choke out
Hulk. Only if he's going to give him the Sister Abigail.
Or something to that effect. Yes, that would be very
now scary. I will watch Raw Talk, you know that. Yes. I love me some R-Truth and Charlie Caruso.
Daniel Bryan and Otis with Chad Gable in their corner got a win over Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Otis has been training with Gable in the Alpha Academy. Let's see if it's paying off. I already know Otis.
Great throw.
Holy cow.
Did you see that? My goodness.
That release suplex. And oh, wow. Clothesline wiping Cesaro out.
Otis looking for approval from Chad Gable on the outside.
And he's getting it. Big splash. Cesaro collapsing in the corner.
He's ready. You do it right now.
And now the Caterpillar. Little hip action into the elbow.
How much hip action is too much?
Cover by Otis and Nakamura.
And Shinsuke luring Otis in. That is a brilliant plan from a brilliant competitor. Able to buy Cesaro a few moments to recover.
Otis now second rope. Went for the splash and nobody home.
Expertly executed by Nakamura and Cesaro.
Tag, here comes Nakamura. He's the legal man. And now Nakamura.
Here we go.
Targeting Otis, who picks him out of the air, pancakes him. Both men are down.
Nakamura bounced forehead first off the canvas.
And the ever resilient Daniel Bryan back on his feet. Otis makes a tag. Bryan now to the top rope. And Bryan, sunset flip, rolls through. Here's the cover. Almost had him kick out of two.
Nakamura all out of sorts. Daniel continuing the assault.
Bryan into the corner, going to scale the ropes, land on his feet. Ducks underneath the clothesline. Oh, and Nakamura caught him in the jaw.
Single leg drop kick, very effective. Completely halted the momentum of Daniel Bryan, who escapes again.
Daniel Bryan, Shinsuke Nakamura wraps him up. Roll through now, Nakamura.
Shinsuke wants the armbar, the cross arm breaker.
And Otis breaking things up, uppercut now for Cesaro.
The cross jawbreaker.
And Cesaro trying to send Otis over the top rope. Now the double team.
Eric kicks from Cesaro and
Otis
Shinsuke.
Otis out to the floor. Bryan running knee, drives Cesaro out of the ring.
And watch Nakamura from behind.
Nakamura, the legal man, rolling Bryan up. Kick out by Bryan, looking for the yes lock. Locked in. Nakamura's in trouble. He's got a tap.
Here are your winners by submission, Otis and Daniel Bryan.
An unlikely duo in Otis and Daniel Bryan, but...
Wait, they got Nakamura tapping out? Nah, see. Mm-mm.
Yeah, no. Man, Nakamura is nothing but a mid-card enhancement talent.
Just messed up.
Yeah, him and Cesaro both, they could be main event players in the singles division at any point. All they had to do was just give them the word, but nope. Keep him down here. But Daniel Bryan, I think Daniel Bryan may be getting ready to step up to the plate.
Yes.
And be the next challenge for Roman.
I'm with it.
Paul Heyman tells Roman that Adam Pearce made the main event match. Roman tells Jay they're trying to take everything they've worked for. He tells Jay to demonstrate why he's main event Jay Uso. That leads us to our main event of the evening, where Kevin Owens was victorious over Jay Uso. He hit the stunner and got the win. But after the match, Kevin Owens kicks out Jey Uso's leg, then hits him with a stunner. Owens takes the headset from Corey Graves and invites Roman to come down to take care of his family. Then Kevin Owens handcuffs Jey Uso to the ropes, super kicks him Owen stomps on Jay for a bit, and again, he calls for Roman to come help his family. So he like uncuffs him from the top rope and then handcuffs his hands together. So Owens sets Jay up to splash him through a table, but Roman cuts him off with the spear. Owens and Roman begin to brawl. Then Roman and Jay get chairs and they begin to lay into Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens won't stay down, but he eats a super kick from Jay. They're near the edge of a platform. Roman batters Owens for a little bit. Then he throws him off the ledge through a table at the bottom. And they leave Kevin Owens all broken up, beaten, and battered. And that's how we ended this week's SmackDown.
KO didn't deserve it. You know, he's just out here trying to, you know, make the locker room a better place for everybody. And, you know, he's out here doing good and spreading love. And look, and Jay don't know what he wants. He's so conflicted.
He's trying to show his cousin that he's down with the team. He's down with the cause. He's main event.
Day one-ish.
That's right. That's right.
He has been main eventing every week, but he's been losing every week too. But again, who am I to bring up facts?
Kayla Braxton is having a hard time. She's in your table here. She's like, hey, how come you seem to only be able to get the upper hand when Roman come out there to help you?
I mean, that's a question that needs an answer.
And Jey Uso and Paul was like really deflecting and like not trying to answer her questions on SmackDown, Talking Smack.
Typical.
So that was pretty typical. That was pretty funny. I thought this was a really good episode. The SmackDown, like you said, SmackDown has been hitting on all cylinders ever since Roman came back. And this is another episode where they really advanced a lot of things. Got Sonya Deville coming back. Big E and Apollo Crews should be fun heading into Royal Rumble time. See what they do further and along with that. Sami Zayn as well. So it might end up being like a triple threat eventually. Sami Zayn gets back into the mix. I don't know about Street Profits and Ziggler and Rude. They kind of need to bring some more tag teams into the mix.
I'm over that. It's they're losing me. But other than that, the train is moving. It's trucking along.
Mm-hmm.
It has left Raw at the station, but it's moving along.
I'm very interested to see.
But yeah, they need some more tag teams because the Bobby Roode, Dolph Ziggler, Street Profits is getting. Getting old.
I'm very interested to see where they take Sonya Deville.
Daddy Deville is coming for the championship. It's her time to shine, but not before Bianca Belair.
But here's the deal. It's got to go like this. Sonya Deville's got to win it from Sasha so Bianca can win it from Sonya. Because, you know, heel babyface, it matters.
I guess. You know what? I don't want Bianca and Sasha fighting. I want them to be friends.
There you go. Before I turn it over to you for your shout-outs and thank yous, I just wanted you to just share some thoughts on the passing of Luke Harper, a.k.a. Mr. Brody Lee, John Huber, last weekend, just shocking the wrestling world. Just some of your thoughts on if you saw the tribute from AEW or if you saw some of the things on Twitter, just anything that you wanted to share.
Yeah, I saw some of the clips on Twitter and it's just really sad. And it was, like you said, it was very shocking. It was like out of nowhere. And I was really unfortunate because like you and I had discussed offline, you know, he had kind of found his footing in AEW and was really becoming a household name household name from in AEW. And it seemed like he had just really, he was taking off, you know, he was taking off in the wrestling world, even more so than when he was with WWE. It was very, very sad, very shocking. And especially considering he has small children and like very small, like under 10, I believe, years old. So just really unfortunate. but at the not but I don't want to say but I'm glad he's not in any pain and suffering, you know, anymore.
Yeah, just very sudden. You know, just he had been off of TV, but with the way that the last match was, you could understand why he would be off of TV. It was a pretty brutal match. And but yeah, he they said, his wife said he kind of worked out and didn't feel good, like he couldn't catch his breath or something. And so they had him checked out, and then they rushed him to the Mayo Clinic, and that's basically where he had been while he wasn't on TV for the last like 2 months or so. So just something,
lung collapse or something like that.
I don't know. It's probably it's hard to speculate. I think it was probably more something significant than a lung collapse, and probably if you go to the Mayo Clinic, it's pretty dire. They, you know, that's the best. That's the best, like, you know, doctors in the United States right there. So, you know, if they can't figure out what's going on with you, it's pretty significant. So. But yeah, just like you said, very difficult situation. Just a guy who was adored by so many through both companies and on the independents as well. Touched a lot of people throughout his time in professional wrestling, and you know, for the kids and everything like that. You can hear more on that the tribute show from AEW over on the Dark Match, patreon.com/CSPN Media. Me and Miss Simi, we break down the tribute show and also share some more in-depth thoughts on Brody Lee and his character. So what he was becoming in AEW, like you said, he was definitely beginning to spread his wings and show what he could really do as far as a promo, as far as a character, as far as a personality. Just that, the guy who wore the dingy wife beater with the crazy beard and big eyes.
Right. Yeah, no, he was able to really create his character, and something he wasn't able to do in WWE. Just, they didn't stifle his creativity in AEW.
All right, so Miss Jade to the Max, at this point in time, I'm going to turn it over to you if you had any other thoughts. Or I know what we'll do. We'll talk about NXT. Did you see Mercedes Martinez return?
I sure did.
Give Miss Io Shirai the blues.
Yes, she did. And yes, I did. And I also saw this past week's episode, and I'm sitting there going, oh, New Year's Eve has got to be good. I mean, I'll watch Kyle O'Reilly and Finn Balor go at it any day.
The Kyle O'Reilly Pete Dunne match to determine who was going to wrestle Finn was really good.
Yeah, NXT, again, another program that's hitting it, you know, running on all cylinders.
How do you feel about your Chicago Bears playoff chances as we're recording this on Sunday afternoon while football is going on?
Ooh, man, listen.
If y'all win, y'all are in. Is that the way it works? Are y'all in the spot?
If we win, we are in. And y'all are playing Green Bay,
who's got a... Well, New Orleans should lose. Well, I don't know. They're playing the Panthers. So, yeah,
well, Green Bay's left tackle, I believe, is out.
Bakari, yeah.
Yes. I was hoping Aaron Rodgers would be out, but
I think they're gotta play, because I think they gotta win to get the number one seed. I think, to keep it.
Yeah. I know. Sadly, it was a facetious statement. I know he's playing. But yeah, we're in, I think, was it last week? The Cardinals had to lose. Somebody had to lose, and we had to win. But yeah, basically we win, we're in. And, I'm just going to work out beforehand just to cool my nerves. Cause I just know I'm going to be screaming at the TV all afternoon. So,
hey, don't worry, because I'm going to be in the same boat that you are, but I have to wait to the very last game of the whole season.
Oh, y'all prime time tonight?
Yes, we are.
Who are y'all playing?
The Eagles.
Oh, okay. In Philadelphia.
Okay.
Look, we are thinking positive thoughts.
I've been thinking positive thoughts with you the last 3 weeks, and nothing has been positive. So we
got to... Come on, it's a new year, new team. Come on, hopefully new year, with, new Washington team.
Hopefully with Dwayne Haskins getting cut and his toxic energy away from our team. Good thing.
Man, as my friend calls it, Riverboat Ron wasn't playing around with Haskins. You think the whole organization was fed up, huh?
Yeah, you can't mess up and not play good. You know what I'm saying? You got to do one or the other.
You got to pick your struggle.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You can't be out here getting caught with no face mask during COVID and then come out on Sunday and play bad. Like, you know. Now, if you following the rules and you just play bad, okay, we can, you know, things happen. But
you out here proving to us why you're playing bad.
Right. Like I told Mota_Reese, if this man can't make good decisions during a pandemic, then why would we expect him to make good decisions playing quarterback?
Exactly. Well, yeah. And was it Booger that just kind of went in, not on him, but just like black players as a whole? It was like, good Lord.
Yeah, he should have definitely kept that to a specific.
He should have kept that to him. Yeah, or kept not, it not, to himself.
He didn't have to keep it to himself. He just should have kept it to Dwayne Haskins. He could have been like, right. Hey, I feel like Dwayne Haskins, you know, was too involved with his social media and too involved with his Instagram following more than he was with actually doing the work and showing out on the field, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Now, if you
he say that about Juju, all on TikTok dancing all over the place,
dancing all on people's logo and stuff.
Exactly.
Well, you know why? You know why? Because it's like anything in life and sports. Even though we're getting like off topic now on the NXT cast, but show what people are enjoying it.
Look, we talk about wrestling and football on this show. Damn it.
As long as you perform and you winning, then it's fine. But see, the last time he danced on the logo in Cincinnati didn't like it. And Cincinnati came out in that first quarter and they put the brakes off the Steelers that night, specifically because they was mad that Juju was dancing on their logo. And so they did something about it. And then Mike Tomlin asked him about it. It's like, oh, he's been doing that all year, but because we done lost 3 games in a row, now it's starting to be an issue. Now people looking around like, oh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Haskins was acting up and not doing things he needed to do, but he was out here balling, you know, he could have got away with it for as long as he was balling. But as soon as you stop balling, yeah, all that stuff comes down on you.
Yeah. You right.
Yeah. So good luck to the Fighting Mitchell Trubisky's today.
The Fighting Jimmy Graham's. Get one thing straight. My future ex-husband who doesn't know I exist, Jimmy Graham, it is his team.
So now I'm going to turn it over to you for your shout-outs and thank yous.
So no shout-out to Booger because he is trash. But shout out to our whole WrestleCast crew, Chicago Bears, and go Bears, bear down. And also shout out to the Washington football team and all my friends who are Washington fans. I pray for a victory for you all today, in addition to a victory for us.
Well, I appreciate that so much, Ms. J to the Max. Happy New Year to you again. I want to thank you for joining me in relief of Ms. Dede Jonet and helping keep SmackDown Matters afloat. Shout out to Ms. Dede Jonet. Glad that you guys got a chance to catch up and hear that she's doing very well. Shout out to Sam and Greg and Classic. Mota_Reese. Also, shout out to Anwar Starwin and Mr. Terry's Boy. Remember, Wrestle Kingdom, January 4th and 5th this week, taking place. Use the hashtag Cast of Strong Style to share your commentary with color on both nights of Wrestle Kingdom. So we will definitely be having a blowout edition podcast to recap both nights of the Wrestle Kingdom. I'm looking forward to that. Also, use the hashtag SmackDown Matters each and every Friday night to share your commentary with color on the best episodic television that WWE produces each and every week for the main roster.
That's
all
right.
To do again, as you said, hashtag SmackDown Matters, and visit cspn.us. Support the sponsors. Click down on the tab that says keep our podcast free, do some shopping with any of our sponsors to help keep the podcast free each and every week. So for my co-host, Miss J to the Max, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Adios.
Jey Uso, he is a prime example of what I can do. What did I say? What did I say? All you gotta do is listen to me. All you gotta do is understand how my brain works, why I do what I do, and what's happened. It's been the best year of your career, has it not? Main event after main event. Barn burner of a match after barn burner of a match. This man can't miss now because he acknowledged me as his tribal chief and the head of the table. And you see, I did this because I know who you are. I understood that since day one, to everybody else, it was like, which one are you? To me, you always been main event Uso. And I wouldn't have put all this pressure on you if I didn't know you couldn't handle it. And what'd you do? You knocked it out of the park every single time. And that's why I love you.
Standing out here is embarrassing to you, Roman. It should be. You know why? Because me standing out here right now, even though you are still Universal Champion, means you and your family failed. You should be embarrassed that Jey Uso had to physically drag me off of ladder after ladder after ladder at TLC and handcuff me to the cage last week so that you could still have that title on your shoulder. You should be embarrassed because me standing here right now makes it 100% clear that the big dog is long gone and he's been replaced by a giant. You don't want nothing to do with me for tonight. Guess what? That's fine. I don't want nothing to do with you either. Tonight, it is about Cousin Jey, because tonight I am here to fight Jey Uso, the big main event guy. You know what, Jey? For everything you guys have done to me this past month, tonight, you will pay because of your cousin. I am telling whoever I need to tell that I am going to fight Jey Uso. And Roman, when I'm done with your cousin, your family will have nothing to celebrate.